All right, welcome to our podcast. Today we're going to review The Red Badge of Courage by Stephen Crane. I am Timothy Avalar.
I'm Mirza Beg.
I'm Doug O'Malley.
I'm Alan Terrell.
And today we will be discussing the setting, character development, symbols, themes, and opinions on this book.
All right, so now we'll give our opinions on The Red Badge of Courage. There are many parts we like, such as the exciting battles and the emotions that characters express. And there's very bad parts that we don't like, such as the boring, repetitive settings and whatnot. But things we do like are the development of characters, such as Henry Fleming, Red Badge of Courage. And this is very likable to us because his transition from a nervous, anxious recruit in the Union Regiment to a leader or veteran of the Army lets readers believe in the strong spirit and cliche theme of never give up, and also another theme of time will solve all. His struggle is relatable to us because we too are young boys transforming into adults through our teenage years, and we can connect with the emotions that trouble him throughout his journey in the book. The passion and vigor match our own enthusiasm within our lives, and his guilt is relatable to our own feelings when we commit a mistake. Because we relate to Henry Fleming, this is a part of the book that we really like in the development of his character.
Henry Fleming is a young man who leaves his mother to join the army in a way to make a name for himself and to prove himself as a real man. He is then recruited to the 304th Union Regiment during the Civil War. His regiment is filled with a mix of rookies and veterans of war. There are many who fear battle and many who are experienced enough to survive and keep persevering through the war. This regiment doesn't see the battles firsthand too often, but instead march for miles upon miles looking into the distance to witness battles and corpses of the fallen soldiers at their feet. The irony in this setting is that even though the battles change and everything seems the same, this enhances endurance in the soldiers and changes their character as they develop throughout the war. The author does a great job of describing the war atmosphere throughout the story. An example of this is when he says, "As the landscape changed from rain to ground, the army awakened and began to tremble with eagerness at the noise of rumors. It cast its eyes upon the roads, which were growing from long troughs of liquid mud to proper thoroughfares. A river, amber-tinted in the shadow of its banks, purled at the army's feet, and at night when the stream had become of a sorrowful blackness, one could see across it the red, eye-like gleam of hostile campfires set in the low brows of distant hills." The author describes the setting and gives a really good feel of what's going on in that scene. It's very easy to picture it in my head and helps me understand the story a lot better.
Yo, 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 it's Timothy Avalar here, your host today, to discuss the character development within The Red Badge of Courage. In this novel, there were only a few characters that had an impact on progressing the plot. Stephen Crane goes really into depth with these characters, and these characters are Henry Fleming, who is the protagonist, Jim Conklin, and Wilson, who are both Henry's allies among his journey. Each of these three soldiers rely on each other at some point, but also seclude themselves from one another. To begin with, Stephen Crane introduces Henry Fleming as a young soldier prepared for war with a love for his country. He had dreamed of battles all of his life. Unfortunately, his mindset was not quite ready for such an event. When it came time for his first real battle, he backed out. Stephen Crane explains Henry's motives for leaving on page 14 by saying, "In his life, he had taken certain things for granted, never challenging his belief in ultimate success, and bothering little about means and roads. But here he was, confronted with a thing of the moment. It suddenly appeared to him that perhaps in a battle he might run. He was forced to admit that as far as war was concerned, he knew nothing of himself. His comfort level was at 100% at first, but dropped to zero really quick. His true colors were revealed as a coward, who was still naive, and he changed from a prideful American to a very nervous character. As time passed, he becomes ashamed of himself and returns to the camp. He thinks for a long time and eventually accepts that he lacks the morals of a true veteran. Instead of trying to impress the other soldiers, he decides to stay humble. Jim Conklin, on the other hand, was prepared for anything that came to him. Stephen Crane keeps Jim as a static character because he does not significantly change, but he impacts the lives of Henry and Wilson heavily. Throughout the novel, Jim is described as a mature soldier who does what he is told. Henry and Wilson were the complete opposite, but Jim helps them find the quietness in their lives. He tells them to do whatever duty is required of them and to have a simple pleasure in doing so. Eventually, he ends up dying, and Henry is there to witness it. This led to the greatest change in Henry because it allows him to realize that Jim set a true example of a man. As for Wilson, Crane depicts him as the most boastful character at first. He is referred to several times as being, quote-unquote, the loudest soldier, for his brash talk. Furthermore, he goes through a significant change as he comes out of battle. Although it was a victory, Wilson finally understood he was a soldier that had to do anything for his country, even die. He hands a letter to Henry, just in case he dies in battle, to give to his family. At this point in the novel, the narrator stops referring to Wilson as the loud soldier, indicating that Wilson was maturing. Henry and Wilson are developed as round characters in this novel due to their significant transformations. And even though Jim and Wilson contributed to progress the story, Stephen Crane really focuses on Henry and shows how he battles with a feeling of insecurity and cowardice. However, when he gets enlightened by courage, he almost seems to start fighting emotions of bigger and overambition to the point where he has to hold back from charging the enemy himself. Stephen Crane really knocks it out of the park of how he details the transitions that occur within these young soldiers. Henry, Jim, and Wilson all work together to be able to learn from their mistakes and better their lives, which develops a crucial and outstanding analysis of each character's thoughts.
Hey, this is Mirza, and I'm going to explain the symbols of the Red Badge of Courage. So the symbols in this book are to explain the development of the characters and add further details to the story. Three major symbols that I'm going to explain are the dragons, the Red Badge of Courage, and the flag. So the dragons are a recurring symbol that represents the fear that the enemy has placed inside Henry's head. Henry demonizes the enemy to rationalize that it's impossible to fight these creatures and win, when in reality, it's just men with a different alliance firing the same weapons. This can be seen on page 57 with quote, "The fight was lost. The dragons were coming with invincible strides. The army, helpless in the matted thickets and blinded by the overhanging night, was going to be swallowed. War, the red animal. War, the blood-swollen god, would have blood to fill." Alright, so this quote basically shows Henry's fear towards the opposition and displays his cowardice in the beginning of the book. The biggest, most obvious symbol in the book is present right on the cover of the book in the title of the Red Badge of Courage. The Red Badge of Courage is a bloody wound experienced by a soldier during battle that symbolizes bravery. Having a wound would represent courage and would mean that you have been in the war and on the battlefield, because your bloody wound would be the color red and represent bravery or courage because you've been shot or hit. This can be seen in the first quote on page 70, where it said, "His self-pride was now entirely restored. In the shade of its flourishing growth, he stood with braced and self-confident legs, and since nothing could now be discovered, he did not shrink from an encounter with the eyes of the judges and allowed no thoughts of his own to keep him from an attitude of manliness. He had performed his mistakes in the dark, so he was still a man. Henry starts out as a wimp who was afraid of physical contact and the war, but after many experiences in the battlefield, Henry's blood wounds and his hunger to succeed make him a leader of the regiment. Henry's bravery and courage lead him to have more confidence in himself. He starts becoming so confident that he becomes the leader of his regiment, and he carries a flag near the front line, which is another symbol of courage, leadership, and strength, because him holding the flag represents the resistance of the group and their fight, as well as their unity and also what they stand for. So the three symbols of the dragons, the red badge of courage, and the flag all contribute to the development of Henry Fleming's character. Henry starts out in the beginning of the war fearing the opposition, not wanting to be in any physical contact during the war, basically being a wimp and a rookie, which he was at the time, and he fears the opposition and describes them as dragons. He then transitions from this after gaining experience in the war and being in the war for longer periods of time and in battles for longer periods of time, and obtains the symbol of the red badge of courage, which is blood, which symbolizes his bravery, his courage, and his will to fight because he's bleeding for a cause on the battlefield. And he gains confidence from this that he's finally gained his manliness during all this fighting and during the war. So he attempts to lead his regiment and holds a flag near the front line, symbolizing the unity of the group and symbolizing his power and his transition from a weak rookie to a strong leader. And the three symbols of the dragon, the flag, and the red badge of courage all contribute to the development of Henry Fleming's character.
Hello, I am Dagom Haile, and I'll be presenting the themes of the book, The Red Badge of Courage. The novel is a coming-of-age story, where an ordinary boy enlists in the Civil War and uncovers powerful characteristics within himself, and the themes reflect this idea. The first theme presented by Crane in his novel is that any obstacle can be overcome, no matter the size or difficulty. In the exposition, Henry Fleming is a normal boy in a rural town that goes to school with other children and lives a subsistence lifestyle with his mother. He sees an enlistment sheet posted in his town, and he signs up in the hopes of becoming a brave and rugged soldier with much respect to his name, and through his journey, he was able to accomplish that. His struggle with the fear of deserting is the main obstacle that Henry has to face. He worries that he will not have enough fire and strength to fight the enemy head-on, and in his head, he was forced to admit that, as far as war was concerned, he knew nothing about himself. His first battle showed him how close the connection is between men and a battalion, and as he charged with the group, he realized that even if he wanted to run, he was locked into place by the other men. When he deserted his group in the second battle, Henry was forced to face his guilt and cowardice alone in the woods, and this confrontation gave him the energy he was lacking to fight the enemy with rage and overcome the mental barriers holding him back from being one of the greatest fighters in the local army, as the commander considered him to be during the third and last battle Henry participated in. A second theme developed in The Red Badge of Courage that relates to the previous analysis is that one must undergo trials and tribulations to grow as a person. The red badge of courage that Henry wants to gain is a wound, which shows that the person injured has given their best efforts towards the fight and is a sign of honor and bravery. A wound is gained through a tribulation of war or conflict, but this is not the type of wound that turned Henry into a man. His trial was the walk through the woods after he deserted, where he was being eaten alive by his shame. And when he encountered his wounded friends from his unit, he felt even more cowardly because the attack was held back through the sacrifice of his friends. Henry's deep reflection of his most terrifying insecurities transformed him into a man of cold fury for the enemy lion. And in the book, it states that he fought with the death of his old friends on his mind.
Alright, so now we'll give our opinions on The Red Badge of Courage. There are many parts we like, such as the exciting battles and the emotions that characters express. And there's very bad parts that we don't like, such as the boring, repetitive settings and whatnot. But the things we do like are the development of characters, such as Henry Fleming, Red Badge of Courage. And this is very likable to us because he's transitioned from a nervous, anxious recruit in the Union Regiment to a leader or veteran of the Army. Lets readers believe in the strong spirit and cliche theme of never give up, and also another theme of time will solve all. His struggle is relatable to us because we too are young boys transforming into adults through our teenage years, and we can connect with the emotions that trouble him throughout his journey in the book. The passion and vigor match our own enthusiasm within our lives, and his guilt is relatable to our own feelings when we commit a mistake. Because we relate to Henry Fleming, this is a part of the book that we really like, in the development of his character.